Good morning and welcome to the Grandene S.A. web conference to release and analyze the results for the fourth quarter of 2014. We would like to inform you that the press release for the fourth quarter and for 2014 are available on the investors' relations site for the company, both in Portuguese and English, and that this web conference will be done only in Portuguese with simultaneous translation into English. At this point, all participants are connected in listening mode only. Subsequently, we will go on to the question and answer session when further instructions will be given. Should you need any assistance during the web conference, please request the help of an operator by pressing star zero. We would like to remind you that this web conference is being recorded and will be made available at the site http://ri.grandene.com.br. We have here the main executives from Grandene that will also be available to answer your questions: Mr. Rudimar da Onder, CEO, Mr. Gelson Luiz Rostirola, Vice President, and Mr. Francisco Schmidt, CFO and IRO, as well as other executives from the company. Before we continue, I would like to clarify that eventual statements made during the conference call referring to the company's business perspectives as well as projections, both operational and financial, are forecasts based on management expectations. These expectations are highly dependent on the domestic market conditions and the overall economic performance of the country and international markets. We would now like to give the floor to Mr. Francisco Schmidt. Mr. Schmidt, you can continue. Good morning, and thank you for participating at one more Grandene web conference to release our results. As usual, I'm going to highlight the main points of our results, our vision on the present market situation, and the company performance. As in the previous web conference, we have posted an additional file called Audio Conference Presentation on the site to allow you to accompany this, and that has a summary of the main figures, slides 3 and 4. Show you a summary for the fourth quarter of 2014 compared to 2013 and for the year 2014 compared to the year before. Before we go into a discussion on performance, I would like to draw your attention to dividend payout. According to our current dividend policy established on February 13, 2014, and disclosed through a significant event notice on that same date, as we see on slide 5, the amount of dividends for 2014 reached R$203,641,453.24, which added to the R$17,172,928.23 arising from a profit retention reserve for 2013 amount to total dividends of R$220,814,381.41, which less the quarterly advances of $125,356.924.60 led to a balance of dividends payable of R$95,457,456.87 that the company will pay at referendum at the General Assembly that has approved the accounts for the 2014 exercise beginning on April 23, 2015. The shareholders with common shares that are entitled in the company will receive these dividends. Once again, the Grandes shares, GRN3, will be negotiated ex-dividend beginning on April 10, 2015 at BMF Bovespa. Besides this, I would like to highlight that Grandeni, for 12 consecutive years and with a comfortable margin, has had a leadership in the footwear exports in Brazil, reaching 40.3% of Brazilian exports in 2014. Once again, the Grandeni brands confirm the sales leadership of pairs exported from Brazil. The year 2014 will be remembered as the year in which, once again, we were able to show the resiliency of our business model. We began the year with scant expectations regarding the domestic economy, with very steep costs, the threat of events such as the World Cup and elections that could draw away consumers from stores, and with a very difficult mission of, in this scenario, reverting a trend of declining margins that began in the second semester of 2013. We can say that we did very well, with a growth in profit of 13.1% for the year, a return on net equity of 25%, and furthermore, all margins that are greater in the fourth quarter of 2014 crowned our success. Although we have undergone a drop of 6.2% in the volumes marketed in the domestic market, comparing the fourth quarter 14 vis-a-vis the fourth quarter 2013, the mix had greater value with an increase of 3.6% in the average prices practiced in this market. When it comes to exports, volumes increased 6.7% and prices 12.9% during the same period. Without a doubt, the exports were benefited by a better exchange rate and by the return of the tax refund program in October of 2014. As a total, the amounts dropped 3.4% in the fourth quarter 2014 vis-a-vis the same quarter in 2013, and prices increased by 6%. The cost of goods sold dropped 2.5%, and the cost per pair increased 0.7% from 5.52 reais per pair in the fourth quarter 2013 to 5.56 reais per pair in the fourth quarter 2014. This is on slide 6. And you can observe the makeup of this cost. And more, this was offset by an increase of 9.1% in the net revenues per pair. With this execution, we were able to improve all of our margins. Net increased 590 base points. The gross revenues increased 410 base points. And the EBIT increased 330 base points when comparing the fourth quarter 2014 to the fourth quarter 2013. This evolution of EBIT and all of the components that affected the margins can be seen in slides 8 and 9. Slide 8 has a comparison of the fourth quarter of 14 vis-a-vis 13, and then you have a view of the entire year of 2014 compared to 2013. We can see the evolution of our operating expenses and which are the items that had increases. In 2014, the net margins increased 2.1% and net revenues 13.1% compared to 2013, reaching a new record of 490 million. Since 2008, the year where we set forth our long-term guidance, net revenues increased at a compound annual rate of 9.5% a year, and net revenues 12.7% per year. In 2014, We also had a better net margin of 220 basis points compared to 213, as was expected. Our net margin was also better by 15 basis points, which was a positive surprise, and that was very difficult to achieve, and an EBIT margin somewhat smaller of 90 basis points. At the beginning of the year, we announced that given the market conditions, repeating the results of 2013 would be an enormous challenge. To overcome them represents a great victory. With the continuity of the economic downturn, the effort to manage the trade-off between prices and volumes will continue. Nevertheless, we do not have a forecast for the increase in cost of raw material of input. Quite the contrary, the international resin price has dropped in the last few months. Nevertheless, with the low growth of revenues, the increase of salaries, the minimum wages increased 8.8% in January, and expenses in the non-operational units, such as the A3NP subsidiary in the furniture segment, it will be very difficult to increase our margins. And in 2015, what we want to do is maintain the level similar to those that we had in 2015, which obviously we cannot guarantee. While carrying out our strategy, we continue advancing with the inauguration of the Casa de Ipanema in February, the third Melissa Gallery in London in October, and 61. I am sorry, we have lost our sound. And on December 31st, we should reach 177 stores. The initial potential estimated of 200 stores for the Melissa Club should be overcome in 2015. We now have three galleries that are strategically positioned in Sao Paulo, New York, and London to strengthen the brand that has given thrust to our international sales. And besides this, we have a very sound franchise channel. The next gallery, as announced, will be in some city in Asia. These efforts have guaranteed that the Melissa brand products will grow in the main markets, as well as increasing its representativity in the Grandin business. Our product portfolio has maintained the volume of launches and innovations. For example, we have the surprising one-by-one, a sandal that can be worn indistinctively on either foot and that can be purchased as a unit that continues to win international design awards. The graphic designs and colors allow for a great number of combinations. We have Karl Lagerfeld, Vivienne Westwood, Jason Wood, and Jay Mascri, that are only some of the stars in this area that have once again developed new products in partnership with Grandin. In our celebrity portfolio, we once again count upon Ivette Sangalo, Shakira, Paulo Fernandez, and many others, and we have had the return of Juliana Paez. And in terms of characters, besides Mattel, Disney, and others, we have had the reinforcement of Peppa Pig Baby, all of which are contributing to building our brands. As foreseen, the TOG, the commercial name for the furniture operation A3NP, controlled by Grandin, began its sales on the third quarter 2014, with an invoicing in the fourth quarter of 2014, although the amounts are still quite modest, typical for a new operation. It has an order portfolio of 600,000 euros that should be delivered in coming months, especially in Europe. Sales in Brazil should begin in 2015, probably in the second semester.
Our expectations in this business continue well, but we have already stated beforehand the definite proof of success will be when the end consumers start using our products and the retail market orders once again, or as we say in jargon, the product will circulate inside the store in order to guarantee the growth of our our growth and maintain our factories with high level of productivity. We've invested around 71 million reais in the maintenance and the update of our plants, 14 million of our controlled A3NP, and 34 million in other improvements of processes and other investments, amounting 119 million in investments in 2014. In 2015, our forecast is to invest once again in the equivalent value of the annual depreciation, the maintenance of our productive capacity, around 60 million reais a year. Of course, this amount is only a reference, and we will not hesitate in investing in new opportunities that in this moment we do not foresee if they emerge, of course. Fortunately, the quality of our balance does not limit our ability to invest in opportunities, and we believe that they have potential to generate value. In addition to this, in 2014, we recognize as an expense of a year the expenses in advertisement and propaganda at 169.2 million reais, and in the development of new programs of 45.4 million. With these results, Grandena generated a net cash in either operational activities of 485 million reais. And to this, we add the increase of the net debt with financial institutions of 40.6 million. This is a result of the cash that is used to pay investments in intangibles at the value of 119.1 million, financial investments at a net value of 178.5 million, the net purchase of shares in maintenance and treasury of 5 million reais, and the payment of dividends of 236 million reais, a reduction of 13 million reais of the value maintained in a current account and financial investments of short term, complete the amount of this destination. As always, we maintain a solid financial situation. Our net cash flow, considered cash flow, equivalence of cash flow and financial investments of short, long-term, not considering loans and financings of short and long-term. In 2014, this totaled 824.6 million reais, a variation of 33.8% vis-a-vis the 616.2 million of December 31st of 2013. We would like to highlight in the year 2014 the 10th anniversary as a public company in the BMF Bovespa. During this period, the management of the company generated value to shareholders, giving return over net worth that was expressive, as you can see here in the table that is on slide 10. During this period, as a public company, Grandene generated an accumulated return over its net worth of 759.3%, which is equivalent to an CAGR of 24% a year. From this return, we distributed in accumulation 1.7 billion reais in forms of dividend, which corresponds to an average return over net worth as dividends of 13.2% a year. What does this mean? More than half than the total average return. During our 44 year, we have gained a leadership in the sector of shoreware, and we continue believing in the strengthening of our brands and the growth in the domestic market and in the international market. We are trustworthy of the future and in our potential. This leadership and the competitive advantage that we have built can be estimated when we consider that the company produces approximately 24% of the estimated Brazilian production of footwear, but employs only 8% of the estimated jobs in the sector. In addition to this, we supply approximately 20% of domestic consumption and 40.3% of Brazilian exports in footwear. Now for 2015, unfortunately for the country, we expect a bleak scenario economic that can be assessed by the necessary adjustments that have been announced. Higher interest rates will affect negatively our consumption. But according to our view, its effect is felt strongly in products of higher tickets, those that depend on credit, like electronics, car, white lines, benefiting products of lower tickets, like Grendene products. The Brazilian currency shall continue depreciating itself before the dollar, favoring exports. And as we have already stated in the past, and the results of the fourth quarter of 2014 confirm, a devaluation or a depreciation of real before a dollar benefits the results of the company. As a matter of fact, we can say that the beginning of 2015 was better than the same period last year, exceeding our expectations and strengthening our belief in a lower impact on the businesses of Grendene and our capacity to survive in this situation. Higher interest rates, I would like to remind you, also raise also our financial results. We would like to reiterate that the announced measures until the moment, we have the increase of taxes over imported products, elevation of IOF, and reestablishment of CID do not directly affect our business, but certainly they do have indirect effects. As you know, more expensive credit and more expensive fuel have generalized effects on the economy. Internationally speaking, we highlight a steep drop in the prices of oil, but this price has very little influence in the international price of commodity that is our main raw material, that is PVC resin, that is more influenced by the price of natural gas. Generally, the exchange rate negatively affects the price of resins that are when converted to reais. Nevertheless, simultaneously, when the American dollar strengthens itself, the prices of commodities drop, offsetting great part of the effects. What happens is that in this moment, what we verified is a generalized drop in the price of commodities more than in the exchange variation. Now, in a summary, a challenging economic scenario like many others that we have faced, in where by and large, Grendene obtains good results. And if we see the evolutions of our targets between 2008 and 2015 that has been realized until 2014, we can see on slides 11 and 12 that the gross revenue increased 9.5% a year in the period and net profit 12.7%. A year in the same period between 2008 and 2014. With this regularity in performance and our assessment regarding the market perspective, this encourages to extend the period of assessment of targets from 2008 to 2018. This is a 10-year period. This means our target is the growth of gross revenue at an average compound rate CAGR between 8 and 12% from 2008 to 2018, and the growth of net profit of a CAGR between 12 and 50% also between 2008 and 2018, maintaining throughout the period the expenses of propaganda advertisement between 8 and 10% of our net revenue. History shows us that Grendene very quickly reacts to market changes, and this has been confirmed in this quarter. Nevertheless, we continue mobilize in order to adapt our portfolio and cost to the situation of the economy that was worse than what we initially expected in the year 2014, and apparently it will not improve in the short term. As we have stated in past year, we will maintain our focus on strengthening our brand in the operational excellence, having greater relationships with channel sales and improving our brand. Thank you very much. So now we can entertain questions. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will initiate our Q&A session. To pose a question, please press star 1. In order to withdraw your question from the list, please press star pound. Do not use, we want you to use the microphone so we have better quality of voice. Please wait until, please stay in line while we collect our questions. Our first question from Mr. Felipe Casimiro, Banco Safra. Good morning. Good morning, Mark, Boscherola, Schmidt, everybody. Thank you very much. The first question is regarding the ingress of gross margin, 410 BPS. Could you break down how much was the benefit from the exchange rate and the adjustment of production? You had products of more added value. This is my first question. It is always very difficult to separate the effects, although we want to maintain constant variables. They're always interconnected. Well, anyway. In the slides 3 and 4, we have something that we call the theoretical impact of the exchange rate. What is the theoretical impact of the exchange rate? How much, what our gross revenue would be if we would sell the volumes that we sold at last year's exchange rate? And the difference, you know, with the exchange rate of this year. So in the quarter, it was 24.6 million reais. It was a very positive impact. And throughout the year, the positive impact was 53.5 million. Now, on the fourth quarter, we had an EBIT improvement of 48 million reais. You know, roughly we can say that these effects were half-half, okay? We have tax effects, we have volume effects, say some one exchange rate versus another. So taking all of this into account, I believe that we can have an idea of all of this impact. One of the things that was very important to increase our margin, remember that in the beginning of the year we were expecting a greater demand in the beginning of 2014 that did not materialize itself. And in this case, well, we have a cost. We end up with a cost structure with an excessive capacity to produce more than, so this reduces margins. This is what happened in the first quarter, in the first semester, actually, of 2014. Now, when we realized, the level of the economy, the downturn of the economy and our capacity to service, what did we do? We adjusted the structure and the products because each new collection tries to make products more adequate for this environment in terms of cost, in terms of prices. So we adapted ourselves. So, and with this, we attain our margin. Nevertheless, at the end of the year, there was a strong cooperation from the exchange rate that, as everybody knows, we have two strong export quarters. That would be the fourth quarter and the first quarter. In these two quarters, in a typical year, I don't know, we make 60-70% of our exports. This represents 60-70% of exports. So obviously, when the exchange rate strengthens itself or when you have exchange rate variations in these two quarters, they affect more the results.
Thank you. The second question, still refers to the gross margin. Seasonably, the first quarter is always weaker when it comes to margins in terms of volumes from the foreign market. But do you believe that you will still have a strong gain in gross margin in the first quarter because of the drop in commodities and the appreciation of the dollar? What do you expect for this first quarter? Simply to correct something, the first quarter is not of a drop in export volumes. It is a very strong quarter. The two quarters in which our export volumes increases are the fourth quarter and the first quarter. This is what we observed in 2015, and this will repeat itself in 2015. The weakest quarter for exports is the second, followed by the third quarter, and the two quarters with very similar figures, one may be somewhat higher than the other, are the first quarter and the fourth quarter. What happens in the first quarter is that there is a drop in the domestic market. Normally, the volumes from the fourth quarter in the domestic market are greater than in other quarters, and the exports tend to focus more on the first quarter than on the fourth because it has a greater ratio of revenues. In a typical year, if you look at the last 10 years, you will be able to observe that our exports, in terms of volume, are 25 to 30% of the total amount of pears produced by Grandin. In the first quarter, this ratio gets to 40 or 50%. This has already happened. It's almost half of our production. And exports, therefore, have a greater impact in the first quarter. With the appreciation of the exchange rate, this improves our margins. And the commodities have had a drop in prices, perhaps more than the drop in the exchange rate. What happens normally is to have a drop in the commodity prices and an increase in the exchange rate variation, producing a null effect in reais. But what we observe at present is a higher drop in commodities compared to the appreciation of the exchange rate, bringing a positive impact. And price variations in commodities will take 45 to 60 days before they're included in our financial statements. It is very difficult to estimate the sum of these effects, but as I mentioned in the press release, we had a very comfortable beginning of the year. January has already been realized. I will not mention figures, but the market is responding better than we had expected. Thank you. An additional question referring to fiscal benefits. Which is the discount in your payroll and how has this helped you? And in terms of fiscal benefits, are you comfortable with them, with the tax refund program? And which is your outlook for the year when it comes to these benefits in terms of the federal government? Thank you. I think this question includes several other questions. We do not separately control the reduction in payroll. This, once again, there is a great deal of interaction among the variables. This is not simple arithmetic. If you have a higher payroll, you tend to hire less, or the product will have to have a higher cost, or you will sell greater quantities. Things do not work this way when these measures were launched. And for us, this was in the last quarter of 2011. This is when we began to have a reduction in the payroll for the footwear sector This represented an amount of 45 to 50 million reais in terms of benefits in exchange for a lower payroll and in exchange for 1% of revenue. Now, the tax refund program is somewhat different. This Reintegra program is based on a justification that continues to exist. It is to reimburse exporters for the taxes that they're paying through the chain of production. You don't export taxes throughout the world. And this is the official justification. We know that this was launched at a time when the exchange rate was highly unfavorable to exporting, and the idea was to motivate exports. Therefore, there is a tax rate that can be changed, that can be altered during the year. We do not have any expectations in terms of which will be these variations. What we tend to say is that the improvement in the exchange rate will fully offset any changes in the tax refund program. I prefer to have an exchange rate at 3 or 310 and not have the tax refund program. Once again, this is an interaction that we have to take into account, the evolution of the exchange rate and the maintenance of the tax rate in the tax refund program. We were not expecting this tax refund for the fourth quarter, but it did come, and this was a positive surprise. And therefore, it is extremely difficult to speak about this, on whether it will continue to exist, if it will be renewed or not. What we read in the press is that the government is attempting to reduce the burden on exporters and harmonize this among the different sectors, which would be a reasonable step forward. And what we know are conjectures only. In terms of the incentives, the other incentives, federal benefits or incentives, there is no discussion about these. There is no new proposal to change the federal incentives. Am I referring to the incentives that are granted to the Northeast, to the Sudene region? If I understood your question correctly, yes, that was it. Therefore, there has been no ongoing discussion in terms of the federal incentives. When it comes to the state incentives, this is a long-standing discussion, and we do not have too many remarks regarding this. This has been debated for many years in Brazil, and the proposals that have been set forth are not proposals that will hinder us up to present. Among all of the proposals that have been sent to the Senate, there isn't a single proposal that would have a negative impact on Grandene. Evidently, one of these proposals may arise. The Congress may change the laws and issue new draft bills. It is very difficult to speculate about this, and once again, these are mere conjectures. Thank you. Thank you very much then, and congratulations for your results. Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to remind you that to pose a question, please press star 1. Once again, to pose a question, please press star 1. At this point, we would like to end our question and answer session. I would now like to give the floor to Mr. Francisco Schmidt for his final considerations. Well, with the figures that we have presented and with the results that you have seen, the only thing that is left to say is enjoy Carnival. Thank you very much for participating. The Grandeni web conference is now closed. We would like to thank you for your participation. Have a good day, and thank you for using Chorus Call.